My name's John Naylor, and you're listening to The 30 Project, where I'm trying to make sense of growing up one conversation at a time. To start off with, I'm 29 years old for the next 3 days, and the thought of turning 30 is turning me into a bit of a mess. I've spent the last 12 years pursuing a job in broadcast journalism, which isn't an easy nut to crack. But when I got close to achieving my goal after years and years of working really hard, working lots of weekends and evenings and doing loads and loads of local news stories, I jacked it all in because it wasn't doing for me what I thought it would be. I was thinking, where does this leave me? I'm at the end of the young and fun decade of my life without a massively clear direction for the first time in my life, and panicking a bit that my next decision could be completely crucial to the rest of my life. I feel a little bit lost, a little bit questioning of my decisions, and a little bit terrified that I'm going to waste whatever potential I might have being sat on my ass playing Tony Hawk's 2, which, to be fair, I am completely awesome at. This is where the 30 Project comes in. Because of the way I was feeling, I started talking to friends and family about my situation, about these worries that I had, and whether they felt similar at my age, if they were older, or if they're feeling the same way, if they're at the same age as I'm at the moment. And then after that, I started recording these conversations for reference, and now I'm putting them up on the internet for all you lovely people to listen to. So I'm trying to find out if other people of my generation feel the same way that I do, or whether they actually do have it all figured out and I'm just massively behind the curve. Some themes that I'm looking at: how much of our identities is attached to our careers, how happy are people on their path and how often do they doubt themselves, what is success and why are we all pursuing it, and did all generations go through this, or is it a new thing affecting us millennials, as we are referred to so often. I'm hoping to talk to as wide a range of people as possible over the next year or so, and I started with my friend Dave Rogers. Now, I first met Dave at Loughborough University, where we both went. We were doing our sabbatical year working for the Students' Union, and he came across as such a huge character. It does help that he's probably about 6'3", massive former rugby player, big Welsh personality, and he's had a very interesting path up to where he is now. He's got a really great career doing sports presentation, but he's also done lots of other things. He's been in a very successful covers band and all sorts of ups and downs throughout his life, and he's had a really, really interesting story, which is why I started off by talking to 31-year-old Dave Rogers. And the first question that I asked was, what part of his personality made him the most proud?
I'm happy the vast majority of the time. And I have got the ability to think really positively about things and not necessarily let bad things get me down. There've been a few instances where I can look back and see that a negative has really ended up resulting in a positive. So that's something that I'm quite proud of.
And what are you most afraid of?
It all disappearing.
That's good.
Yeah. And that's pretty much all I'm scared of as well, because life's pretty good. Yeah. And I've got some great friends and I love my family and I'm lucky enough to have loads to look forward to and have loads of happy memories. And yeah, I'm just terrified of it all just going.
I was listening to, I think it was a Desert Island Disc with Dustin Hoffman, and he was saying that his whole career, he's felt like a fraud. He's felt like he doesn't really know how to act. And one day, somebody's going to come up to him and say, what are you doing here? You're not cut out for this. This isn't you. You can't do it. And you was that thing of you saying that you were worried that it might all disappear.
Yeah.
Is there an element of that?
Well, kind of, because ultimately, we're all just people, aren't we? Actors, commentators, writers, coffee shop owners, taxi drivers. We are all just people, and we could have taken any pathway. I'm not qualified to do this. I'm just a bloke from Wales who, so here are the tragedy to triumph things, who failed GCSE music but became a professional musician and then failed a degree at Loughborough University and ended up teaching there. So I've got no real sporting background other than being a sports fan. I've got no journalism qualification. I've just been lucky enough that every now and then someone somewhere has thought, yeah, go on, Dave can do it, and sort of grab those opportunities. So yeah, sometimes I do feel like a fraud. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm confident and comfortable enough to know that, well, to feel as though I can go anywhere and do a good job. Ultimately, you're there because somebody believes in you. And again, that's all the kind of positive state of mind thing. And I think if you start to doubt that, then that's when you've got problems. And I don't want problems, John. I don't want problems. Happiness is so much better than the alternatives. I'm interested as to why, what you think is going to happen and what you think is going to change when all of a sudden the clock ticks over to midnight and you're not 29 anymore.
I don't think anything's going to fundamentally change, but I think that...
It won't. I'm just going to...
I feel like when you've got a two in front of your age, you have a bit of a pass. You're allowed to not have as strong a direction as you might otherwise do. But I feel like once you get to 30, like you said, people treat you as an adult more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by the virtue of the same privileges you get that are associated with that, you also are expected to have something figured out. That's the way that I feel.
I'll tell you now, I haven't got anything figured out. But I'm kind of okay with that.
But if you wrote down your life on a piece of paper and it said, you know, international sports broadcaster, commentated on some of the biggest showpiece events in world sport.
Homeowner
in a long-term relationship. That sounds like somebody in their 30s who's got it all figured out.
Oh no. Oh, fuck you so much. I can't even grow a beard, mate. I'm not ready to be a grown up. But it does sound like that, doesn't it? I've got no idea what I'm doing with my career. I couldn't even tell you what my profession is. I've never written a CV. Okay? I'm just lucky enough that there are enough people that trust me to do a job. And I mean, I'm totally at the mercy of other people. And actually, this goes back to the fear thing that it's all going to disappear, because, you know, I'm not going to get any worse as a whatever it is commentator, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get any worse at that. If anything, I'm just going to continue to get better. But one day maybe my style of work won't be fashionable anymore, and then I just stop getting calls and it's all disappeared. Maybe one day I get laryngitis or nodules and I can't speak anymore, and then it's all gone. It's fucked. And I'm left with absolutely nothing. It does look very glamorous to the outside world, I'm sure, simply because I run a great Instagram account. but it's not. But at the moment, I'm kind of happy that I haven't got it all figured out. I've got an inherent real belief that the best is yet to come. But not just for me, for you, for Katie, for everyone who wants it and is willing to work for it. It might not be just around the corner. It might not happen tomorrow, but I think it'll just click one day. And that's a genuine and inherent belief. And I think that came from the Olympics, actually, because at that point, that was the biggest thing that had ever happened to me. And it was just so weird. So weird. I still don't entirely believe that it did happen. And a few people who'd been involved in volleyball for a long time. They were sort of working as line judges and scorers and technical officials and all of that. They'd all look at each other and think, oh, you know, this is it, isn't it? This is the best it'll ever be. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Well, end it now then. Take yourself off to Dignitas and end it. Because imagine being whatever age and just thinking, well, fuck it. May as well pack up. I'm done now. That is a miserable thought. So what, I've been in my 30s now for December, January, February, March, 16 months. And pound for pound, they've probably been the best 16 months of my life.
Why? Is it purely from a career point of view, or is it a combination of things, or what?
Well, in that 16 months, I have been to countries I've never been to before, and countries that I'd never have really chosen to go to, but I left both of them with really positive memories and a completely different concept of those places to what I thought I had. So Qatar and Azerbaijan. And in that time, I have got back in touch with friends who I've not been in touch with for a long time. I've done some amazing work that's, again, sometimes doesn't sink in. I've been on some great holidays. I've bought a lovely house. I've, don't know, I've had loads more good days than bad days. And yeah, is that a result of being in my 30s? Or to be honest, though, I've always been quite a late starter, if that makes sense. So I didn't learn guitar till I was 20, and I love snowboarding, but I didn't go on my first trip till I was 25. And I am a commentator, but I didn't even think about being a commentator until I was, I don't know, 28 or anything like that. So yeah, I'm traditionally a late starter. I understand why you're thinking, right, I'm coming to this point in my life where things need to happen. But imagine how depressing it would be knowing that the thing you're doing at 30 is definitely going to be the thing that you're doing for the rest of your life. Even if one of the problems I think I'm going to have is if I stop feeling the way I feel about what I've pretty much dedicated my life to, what happens then?
Which I guess is to some extent the situation that I'm finding myself in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. My mum, Paula. Hi, Paula. She's amazing, and she's had a crazy, weird, brilliant, sometimes terrible, sometimes incredible life. She, similar to me, didn't finish her degree. And she didn't finish her degree because she went to do a summer season singing around holiday camps.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. which I think's proper cool, but that's because I'm an idiot. Anyway, she was a full-time singer back in the days where you can make a cracking living out of it. Anyway, I think she got to maybe 23, 24 and just thought, I've had enough of this. I'm out. So she came back to Brecon, set up a business. It was a cafe and a function room, and she lived in the apartment upstairs. Anyway, this leads me on to the, I'm terrified that it's all going to disappear. So I just want to fill my days with things and people that make me happy. Ultimately, my old man had a stroke 16 years ago, and she spent the last 16 years of her life as his carer, you know? So yeah, all any of us can ultimately aspire to have is as much time as possible. So again, time and health, mate. If you haven't got those, you've literally got nothing. You know, you can have all the will and all the ambition and all the plans and all the yeah, this is my life, this is what's going to happen, this is what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden you fucking walk in front of a bus, or yeah, you have a stroke. Final advice: make documentaries, whether you do them for you or whether you do them for other people, doesn't matter. I'm working on an EP at the moment because I've always written songs. It'll be 4 or 5 songs, and they all remind me of someone or something that, again, made me happy or sad or made me feel something. And I'm doing it because I want to. And even though we've got so many people that we need to consider and we need to care about, whether it's boyfriends, girlfriends, families, friends, if you're not happy or I'm not happy, how can we expect them to be?
Thanks so much to Dave Rogers for being my first interview. I think his relentlessly positive outlook on life is the perfect place to start this series. And I think it's quite comforting to see that someone who's so determined to live his life happily is doing so great in his 30s. Well, that's about it. You can head to the website 30project.co.uk for some more bits and bobs about Dave. You can see some pictures so you can put a face to a voice. You can also have a listen to some of the other episodes I've made so far. Also, really importantly, if you've got a perspective on turning 30 and what that means, or you've got a story to tell, or you think you know somebody who has, well, you can give me an email on john@the30project.co.uk. I'm also putting together some Twitter and Facebook pages, so you'll be able to reach me there very soon too. Thank you so much for listening to this first episode, and hopefully I'll speak to you soon. Bye.